This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Nick Caserio, Texans GM. He was on with the guys on Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. Best thing the Cowboys have going for them this weekend, or on Monday, I should say, against the Texans, is probably Micah Parsons. Here's Nick Caserio with his scouting report on the Cowboys' defensive standout.
No, it's problematic. So, because he's not really in the same spot, so he's kind of transitioned from playing off the ball to being a on the line of scrimmage player. I mean, he's as good of a defensive end or outside linebacker right. or rush player as in the league. But when you go back to Penn State, to your point, he was off the ball.
Yeah.
But he's just very unique. The way he's athletic, leverage, strength, power, quickness, speed. And he just presents a lot of problems. So you have to have an awareness of where he is, understanding he's probably not going to be in the same spot, but just you got to make sure you take care of him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be a long day. I mean, anybody that has, what did he have, over 100 pressures last year
yeah.
or something ridiculous. So you just better make sure you know where he is.
Yeah.
This is one area where the Texans can feel good about with Laremy Tunsil, that Laremy Tunsil is handled Micah Parsons pretty well when he's been tasked with blocking him in the past. And it's a perfect matchup for Laremy Tunsil because it's athleticism versus athleticism. And Laremy is up there with the elite athletes as offensive tackles. So he's not, you know, he's not the complete and total package. We know that. There's no blue-collar Trent Williams-style physicality to his play, but he's done pretty well against Micah Parsons. So Micah Parsons on the other side of the ball versus Titus Howard or when he slants down inside on games, that's where I worry about him. He's still very capable of ruining your day, but the classic matchup of left tackle versus Micah Parsons, that part of it at least, I feel pretty good about.
Yeah, yeah, I just wouldn't put him over there if I was the Cowboys.
Yeah, you're moving him around all over the place.
Yeah,
a movable chess piece.
There plenty of kill spots on that Texans O-line. And Parsons had been injured. He'd had a high ankle sprain he suffered earlier in the season. But he came back last week against the Eagles, and he had two sacks in that game. So he's kind of picking up right where he left off before he sprained the ankle. I mean, he's the one guy. You know, the Cowboys are the team in this game that's going to need turnovers and short fields.
Yeah.
And, you know, something to happen on special teams probably. Micah Parsons is a guy who that if you're careless, he can get you a short field or two if he gets at CJ. And, you know, there have been CJ's had minor ball security issues. He had a fumble a couple weeks ago. Now, the last one, the fumble he had in the game against the Lions, fortunately didn't result in a turnover. That was his own right tackle stripping it away from him. I would hope that they've coached Titus this week to – you know, not strip his own quarterback, because they've got enough issues with Micah Parsons probably trying to strip CJ Stroud in this game. So, I would hope that they've got that buttoned up.
I think the biggest hope is, man, if they can handle Micah Parsons and have a plan for him, that you could really just throw a hand grenade in the middle of their organization and get Micah Parsons to – to really genuinely lay into either Mike McCarthy. Not a little bit of a drive-by that he can talk his way out of, but just absolutely, after this game, throw a hand grenade into the organization with Micah Parsons and various other team stars just talking about how poorly run everything is.
Well, the Micah and CJ dynamic still exists in this game. You know, it's not what it would have been had the Cowboys held up their end of the bargain and be leading their division like the Texans are. But I would imagine Micah Parsons is looking to bury CJ's ass into the dirt a few times in this.
Yeah, he spoke to that on his podcast about how, hey, they've been talking smack to each other for a long time, and this is big for him personally. I was trying to put myself in the shoes of a Cowboys fan listening to him talk about that, and I thought, wow, I just really wish this was more about him feeling like, yeah, he just really wants to go out and win a football game or something.
Yeah.
But that this game is important to him. Why is it important? Because of the intrastate rivalry? No, because CJ and I have talked a lot of smack against each other.
Yeah. Have you noticed?
You know, wait, is it big because CJ is like a notable quarterback and you want to kill him? Like, no, you guys have had a bunch of playful jabbing at each other.
Right, and, right. Have you not watched? We've been with each other on several different platforms. Yeah. Jabbing at each other, you know?
Is Micah saying, like, oh, we just can't lose this game. We got to win it. We got to get back to where we can be. No, he's saying, look, I'm going to have CJ on this podcast in the offseason, and I don't want it to be uncomfortable for me.
That's right.
Because they won, yeah.
That's right. And CJ needs to win this game, so that's one more podcast he can go on and feel superior to whoever he's talking to, you know?
I don't think we're going to get nearly the frequency of podcast appearances out of CJ this offseason.
I don't think so either, yeah.
I think he might be zero dark 30 all offseason long.
That might not be bad. You know, we'll see how the rest of the season goes. But
stay away from celebrity parties in general, by the way, from now on. Just have a blanket. Whatever the P. Diddy parties ended up being, stay the hell away from anything that might eventually develop into something
eventually,
like that.
Eventually, you never know. Like the clock is always ticking, you know?
Yeah.
Here was Nick.
If you find yourself at a place where you're like, I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist, but if I were, I feel like this is half Illuminati here. Get the hell out. Just run.
Get out.
Have one of you. He needs somebody in his crew that's like an Illuminati, like a hardcore
like
Illuminati.
Like a radar almost.
A theorist. Yeah. And like whenever that guy says, just take it. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm going to stay away from whatever you think is going on there.
That's a good person to add to his crew. Nick Caserio talking about, this is Nick Caserio on Texans All Access, asked about the Texans offensive issues right now.
It's just going to be about just each play is going to take on, you know, significance in the course of a game and just trying to string together positive plays. We just got to eliminate some of the negative plays. John and I talked about this before the game, kind of the first down production. You know, when it was good, it was good. And when it was behind the sticks, we ended up in some longer yardage situations. So we always want to try to stay ahead. If, say, you look at Detroit, it's kind of going back to the defense as well. Like, we had some production on first down. It kind of put them in some less advantageous situations for their offense. So it's just going to be about just consistent performance, trying to have positive plays, trying to have good production on first down, eliminate the negative plays, and then the turnovers, you know, we want to try to eliminate those. I mean, if you don't do anything, the percentage is usually pretty good. If you have no turnovers and you take care of the football, usually correlates to winning. So things are fixable, so we just got to try to make the improvements here as we go.
Dude, you know what really correlates to winning? Winning the turnover battle by three. That really correlates to winning.
Yeah.
They've managed to lose two games in the last month where they were plus three in turnovers. If you when you're plus three in turnovers, you win games. Depending on what you know, depending on what your benchmark is for since this year, or since this century, or whatever, they're all well over 90%. It's like 92 or 93%.
If you're plus five in the turnover ratio in one half, you'd like to think that leads to more than 23 points. That's one thing. Now, and I would say, realistically, let's say plus four in the turnover ratio in the first half, because the play at the end of the half
a couple of their interceptions were in the second half. The Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter's interception.
So okay, so plus five there. If the you took the ball away five times in the course of the game. Yes. That's a good little detail you picked up on there, Sean. I forgot about the 2 third quarter interceptions. But you turn the ball over five times as a defense. You're going to win that game. You're 100% going to win that game. And the Texans, With the talent that they have, they should have scored 45 points based off of those five turnovers.
Yeah, well,
they did not.
They scored 23 in the first half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Okay, so here's a text to the 5-Hour Energy fan line for you. Someone says, Seth, do you think there's a chance that the Texans can play the same way they were playing against the Lions in the first half, but consistently? Because that was a team I was expecting to see the whole season. Even the O-line play was a little bit better in the first half.
A little bit better, but they could not run the ball at all.
Couldn't run.
I think they were settling for field goals. I don't know that the way the offense performed in the first half wasn't good enough. No. I didn't really think, again, when you're yielded opportunities like that and you only come out of it with field goals, that's not how I need to see them play. The competitiveness in that game, the fact that the Texans were that game, was very much about the defense creating turnovers. Yep. More so than anything else.
Yeah, it was. I remember I was sitting next to you in the press box, and early in the game, you know, when CJ converted a 3rd and 10 and a 3rd and 16 because they couldn't get out of first gear in the running game. And I turn to you and I'm like, okay, well, it doesn't look like we're going to get all the nice things for Christmas. So if we have a choice between the version of the Texans that Joe Mixon goes for 100 yards every week, but they completely suck on offense, or they can't run the ball, but CJ puts on a cape on every 3rd and long and converts, I'll take that one. If I have to pick one, because that's what it was last season. Like, they couldn't run the football, but CJ Stroud was incredible. I'm like, I guess I'll take this one. I don't know that it's good enough to get out of the divisional round, but it might be good enough to beat the Lions tonight. It turns out it wasn't.
And maybe if more of these screens on 2nd and 10 or these runs on 2nd and 10 somehow start bursting when everybody knows that, okay, like, this is where Bobby just follows the old script of, oh, unsuccessful play on first down. Better run it, whether it's 2nd and 10 or whatever. You got to have a little success.
Ugh.
Oh, we got stuffed on that run play. Okay.
Dude, it's infuriating, man. It's infuriating. John Lopez, Reggie Atatula, they are in the house. They are in the loop. What's going on, fellas?
Yo.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're good? I anointed the Texans AFC South champions at 6 a.m. this morning. They clinched the division yesterday as the Colts went back to Anthony Richardson.
They did.
Got a lot of heat for that.
Yeah, I did. I got a lot of people saying that, hey, be careful. You know, if the Anthony Richardson goes on a heater now, it's your fault.
Yeah, I look forward to you single-handedly reviving his...
I've got that kind of power.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've often said that.
Got that kind of power. Do you think they're doing this because they're actually trying to win, or is this a development? Like, Joe Flacco was terrible for a couple of games.
Yeah, that feels like... Yes, but also, I don't think that you really have it in you regardless.
Yeah.
But yeah, it feels like if Joe Flacco is going to play the way that he did, there's no upside on that.
Right.
Right. At the very least, with Anthony Richardson playing the way that he has during the course of this season, mistakes and all, at least there is an upside as to we are getting him more football under his belt for the possibility and the prospect that all of that raw talent is unlocked. Joe Flacco, you just run an old dude.
Take some lumps.
Yeah. If I'm going to lose, I might as well find out about the young quarterback.
Yeah.
That's as simple
the
as
young
that.
Quarterback yeah. who is yeah in his return the head coach that's deciding to make him the quarterback for the rest of the season as yeah. opposed to Joe Flacco for the rest of the season
yeah
use mm-hmm. the same mm-hmm. term that one of the things that he learned in these last 2 weeks was how to pay attention to details, you know, in everything, like everything. It just wasn't good
you know,
enough.
I was low-key happy.
Yeah.
Literally
yeah.
a quote.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he did say that.
I was low-key happy.
Yeah, he did say that. He did say that. So I heard you guys yesterday talking about the Astrodome, John.
Oh, you sure did.
Yeah. I saw.
Oh, you sure did.
Did I just eliminate Reggie from the rest of the...
It's
there. Sometimes you got to clear out and let a dude operate.
No,
you know
I know.
I mean? Clear well, the side of the
I know.
Floor.
I thought my comparison I made, when Seth and I were talking about it earlier, that you know the meeting they had yesterday, and then they quoted the you know the CEO of the rodeo mm-hmm. had quotes in there. I'm like, these quotes sound like somebody who's trying to get a Jehovah's Witness off of their front seat.
No, they are grifters. They are. They're con
artists. The Conservancy?
The Conservancy
they're
is...
They're grifters?
They're con artists.
They looked very well-dressed in the video.
They're well-dressed grifters.
Yeah.
Most grifters are.
Yeah.
They're well-organized.
Oh, really? Most grifters are.
Well, that's how... Yeah, you don't show up. You don't show up looking like you really need the money when you're asking
exactly.
for money.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's
no,
fair.
Let me put it very succinctly, because as this is something that is very frustrating to me that people continue to fall for this, I actually did a little more work last night and talked to some people at the county.
Okay.
And somewhere else.
Okay.
No way in hell are they going to ever get the support from the county, the Texans, or the rodeo.
Yeah.
So how are you going to do this?
Rogue.
How are you going to do
show
this?
Up at night like graffiti? Like all of a sudden it pops up. Like, how did this
well, that's
get
what,
here?
Yeah, and that's what I've said, John, is that it seems like the simplest thing is, okay, if it's a plan that makes sense, it's a plan that's going to make money for everybody, because everybody's mm-hmm. always into that.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a... The bottom line is like, hey, if you bring us a plan where there's a really good return on investment here, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think all roads over and over again lead to, oh yeah, revamping this half-century-old building into something new and different just doesn't make financial sense.
With
so
no
nobody's
support
gonna be in for
of
it.
The
yeah.
most important three entities there.
Right?
Zero.
Yeah. Right.
But there's going to be 450,000 square feet of revenue-generating space.
That's like, what I've been told. Yeah.
Revenue-generating somehow. I don't know what generates the revenue.
I got this plan, Sean and Seth. Are you in? No. I'm still going with
it.
I'm still going with it.
It's like, hey, man, like the Texans and the rodeo and the county, they're the HOA.
Yeah.
They're not letting you build this thing in your front yard over here. Okay?
It's like, you know what it is? It's like somebody showing up at your doorstep, like selling a perpetual motion machine. Like, hey, look at this beautiful mock-up of this perpetual motion machine. Wouldn't it be awesome to spend $1 billion on it?
$1 billion.
Like, well, I gotta know. I need to know that this is worth purchasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.